Welcome to the masterclass on vocal texture for heavyweight sub-impact in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking short vocal material like breaths, chopped phrases, spoken word snippets, one-shots, and ad-libs, and turning it into a clean, controlled, punchy element that supports the sub instead of fighting it. That's the key idea here. In jungle, old-school D&B, and rolling bass music, vocals are not always the lead star. A lot of the time, they're there to add character, create call-and-response energy, and make the drop hit harder. But if you treat them carelessly, they can clutter the mix fast. Low-mid build-up, harsh sibilance, too much width, too much reverb, all of that can weaken the kick and sub. So our goal is not to make the vocal huge and glossy. Our goal is to make it focused, gritty, rhythmic, and clean enough to sit on top of a serious low-end foundation. We're going to build this with stock Ableton devices and think like a real D&B producer the whole way through. First, choose the right vocal source. For this style, short and characterful is usually best. Think one phrase, one shout, one dusty spoken line, one reggae or ragga style chop, a breath, or a sustained vowel that can be rhythmically sliced. You want something with strong mid-range character, clear consonants, and not too much low-end. If it's already wide, noisy, or roomy, that's okay. We can still clean it up. Before you even start processing, decide what the vocal is doing in the arrangement. This matters a lot. In a jungle or old-school D&B track, vocal texture might be an intro layer, a pre-drop tension tool, a drop accent, a breakdown atmosphere, or a response to the bass phrase. A really practical tip here is to place the vocal in the rhythmic gaps. If the sub and bass are busy, don't force the vocal on top of every kick or bass hit. Let it breathe. Let the drums and sub keep the center of gravity. Now let's build the chain. Start with utility. This is where we control the stereo image and trim the level before anything else. Clip gain is important too. If the sample is coming in too hot, trim it first at the clip level. That keeps all the compressors and saturators behaving more musically. On utility, adjust the gain so the vocal is peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB before processing. Then look at the width. If it's too smeary or too wide, reduce it. For a lot of D&B vocals, narrowing the image makes them feel more solid. If you really want a focused center hit, mono can work great. Next comes EQ8. This is where we clear space for the low end and shape the vocal so it reads well in the mix. The first move is usually a high-pass filter. Start around 120 to 180 Hz, and if the vocal is thin and textural, you can go even higher, around 200 Hz. The point is to remove sub-rumble and low-end baggage so the vocal doesn't interfere with the kick and bass. Then look at the low mids. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, make a cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Usually 2 to 5 dB is plenty. Don't overdo it, but do enough to clear the mud. If there's harshness, especially on consonants or bright sampled voices, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area with a careful cut. And if the vocal needs to cut through a dense break, a gentle presence lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it speak without getting too shiny. Here's an important D&B mindset shift. A vocal that's perfect in solo often isn't right in the mix. In this genre, a vocal can sound a little small on its own and still be exactly right once the drums and sub come in. Now we tighten the dynamics. If your vocal has noise, room bleed, or long tails that need control, gate is a great choice. Set the threshold so only the intentional vocal hits open the gate. Use a fast attack, a short hold, and a release that feels musical, somewhere in the 50 to 150 millisecond range. That can turn a loose sample into a tight jungle-style texture. If you want smoother dynamic control, use compressor. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A medium attack and a moderate release can help stabilize the vocal and pull out quieter detail. You're not trying to crush it flat. You're trying to keep it controlled and punchy. If the phrase is meant to be chopped and rhythmic, you can even process two versions, one that's tighter and more compressed for the drop, and one that's more open for the intro or breakdown. Now let's deal with sibilance and sharpness. This is a big one in D&B because the top end is often already full of hats, snares, break transients, and bright bass harmonics. A harsh vocal can jump out in a bad way. Ableton doesn't give you a classic de-esser as a default stock device in the same way some other tools do, so the smart move is to use EQ8 and automation. If the sounds are biting too hard, gently reduce around 6 to 9 kHz. You can make a small bell cut, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If only one word is harsh, Automate the EQ or a filter just for that syllable. Don't flatten the whole vocal just because one consonant is poking out. Now it's time to add character. Saturator is excellent here. A little bit of saturation adds density, brings out quiet consonants, and gives the vocal a sampled, old-school feel. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and experiment with a curve-like analog clip or soft sign. Then trim the output so you don't overload the next device. This is one of the moments where the vocal starts to feel like it belongs in a jungle record instead of a polished pop track. That slightly gritty, sample-like tone is part of the vibe. Just keep it subtle if the source is already aggressive. For extra glue, you can use drum bus or glue compressor. Drum bus is great when you want the vocal to feel dusty, focused, and a little engine room rough. A little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, can work nicely. Keep boom off unless you have a very specific reason to use it. The goal is attitude, not low-end clutter. Glue compressor is the better choice if you want gentle cohesion. A 2-to-1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, and a few dB of gain reduction can bring the parts together without destroying the transients. In jungle and old-school DNB, you want motion and punch. Don't overcompress it into a flat smear. Now let's talk about ambience, because this is where people often lose the sub. Keep delay and reverb mostly on return tracks. That way, the dry vocal stays centered, punchy, and under control, and the ambience can be filtered separately. For delay, echo is a great choice. Set a rhythmic time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't eat into the low end. A short, filtered delay is one of the classic old-school tricks for creating depth without turning the mix to fog. For reverb, keep it controlled and short. Decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds is often enough. Add pre-delay so the vocal stays clear, and use EQ after the reverb on the return. High pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz, and if needed low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. That keeps the ambience from stepping on the kick and sub. Another really important movement tool is auto filter. Use it to shape tension and release across the arrangement. Low pass or band pass can both work well. In the intro, filter the vocal down for mystery. In the pre-drop, open it up gradually. In the drop, thin it slightly so it becomes more rhythmic than dominant. In the breakdown, let it breathe again for emotional lift. That kind of automation is classic DNB arrangement language. If the vocal is still competing with the kick or sub, try sidechain style ducking. Put a compressor on the vocal and feed it from the kick, snare, or drum bus. You only need subtle ducking, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This can help the vocal sit inside the rhythm without stealing the punch from the drums. You can also automate the volume manually if you want more musical control. At this point, if the chain is feeling good, print it. Resampling is a huge part of jungle authenticity. A lot of the classic feel comes from sample-based workflows, limited processing, and commitment. So once you have a vocal texture that works, solo the chain, record it to a new audio track, and slice it up. Drop it into sampler or a drum rack and start resequencing the hits around the break. This is where it gets fun. A single phrase can become a rhythmic hook. A chopped word can answer the snare. A reverse tail can lead into the drop. A micro stutter can act like a percussion fill. Sometimes the smallest vocal fragment hits harder than a long phrase because it leaves space for the drums and sub to breathe. And that brings us to the final mix balance. Always check the vocal against the kick and sub together. Solo is useful for cleanup, but the real test is the full center of the mix. If the vocal sounds exciting alone but weakens the drop, it's probably too wide, too bright, too long, or too cluttered in the low mids. Keep the core of the vocal centered or narrow. Use width mostly on the send effects or on a separate texture layer. Protect the center image for the low-end impact. A good way to think about this is layers. Don't try to make one vocal track do everything. A strong DNB vocal setup is often a dry core, a processed texture layer, and a send-only ambience layer. That way, each part has a job. The dry core keeps the punch. The processed layer adds grit and movement. The ambience layer gives depth without muddying the groove. Here's a quick practice workflow you can try right away. Take a 1-to-2-bar vocal phrase or spoken sample. Build a chain with utility, EQ8, gate, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. High pass around 150 Hz. Gate it so only the phrase triggers. Add a little saturation, maybe 3-to-5 dB. Give drum bus a light touch. then low pass or band pass with auto filter to shape the vibe. On a return track, set up echo, then EQ8 after it, and high pass the return around 250 Hz. Program the vocal hits so they answer the snare on key bars like bar 1, bar 3, or the turnaround into bar 4. Then resample it and slice it into pieces. Remorder those slices into a new rhythmic hook. That one move alone can give you a proper jungle-style vocal identity. If you want a few pro tips to remember, here they are. Shorter often hits harder. Negative space is an effect. Check the vocal against the kick and sub together, not just in solo. Keep the bottom of the mix absolutely clean. And once it feels right, print it and move on before you overthink it. So the big takeaway is this. Your vocal should enhance the violence of the low end, not compete with it. Clean the low end. Control the dynamics, tame the harshness, add grit carefully, keep the ambience filtered, automate the movement, and resample when the vibe is right. That's how you get vocal texture that feels authentic, focused, and heavyweight in Ableton Live 12. If you want, I can next turn this into a step-by-step Ableton Rack preset with exact macro assignments.